Boom. Yes. Motivation bombs being dropped, yo. I'm going to start.
Go ahead.
All righty then. So mine comes from C.S. Lewis. He wrote The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It has been read for many generations by kids and enjoyed across the globe. Okay, so he's also somewhat of a philosopher. And he used to hang out with J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings. Ooh. And these book nerds just totally jammed together. But one of the things he came up with when he was jamming was some words that I thought I'd share with you today. He said, "Isn't it funny how day by day nothing changes? But when we look back, everything is different."
Wow. Ooh.
Concise, yet so eye-opening. And this was pertinent to me because, you know, one day you're 18, then you look in the mirror and you're 30. The past is riddled with experiences that went by in the blink of an eye. Change is happening every day on a level we don't always see or notice. Take nothing for granted. Live in the present and enjoy the precious moment that is our lives. I think time for the mind doesn't always seem to exist as it does for the body, you know? I feel no different in my mind unless maybe I look in the mirror and I see myself and I'm like, wow, you know, I'm the same guy I was when I was 18. I've experienced more, and I think that's where the mind feels age. That's where time is felt by the mind. It's more experiences that define our mind's sense of time. So my advice to you folks is take nothing for granted. Day by day, things are happening and changing, and you may or may not notice it, but it's going with or without you noticing it. So seize that moment. That is life. Live it and have as many experiences as possible so that you feel that you've filled this life with as much as you possibly can. And that's my Motivational Monday.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And I think it's really interesting, a play with hindsight, foresight, and
present.
Yes.
In the present.
Mm. And how do you seize the moment? And
that's up to you, folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe start today.
Okay.
Yeah. Liming, what do you have for us on today's Motivational Monday segment?
Oh, I'll look further back until the Qing Dynasty, late Qing Dynasty. So there's this official named Zheng Guofan. I think he's very well known in China, especially among Chinese politicians and those who respect politicians. Mm-hmm. Well, at least here's this sentence that he says that I think makes a lot of sense to me, at least for now. It's long. I'll try and translate it as best I can. There he goes. 居心平,然后可立事路之险. We cannot handle the challenges in life until we've achieved inner peace. 盘根错节可以验我之才. Complicated circumstances test our capability. 波流风靡可以验我之操. Gossips and slander test our integrity. 艰难险阻可以验我之思. Obstacles and challenges test my mind. 震撼折衡可以验我之力. Shocks and failures test my strength. 含垢忍辱可以验我之操. Humiliations test my morals. Now, this sentence, I think it goes very much hand in hand with the character or personality of Zheng Guofan. Because we know Qing was a dynasty run by Manchu people, but Zheng Guofan was a Han, prominent Han official who rose to power from the military crackdown on Taiping Rebellion near the end of the Qing Dynasty. And many politicians studied him to get inspiration, but what really is inspiring about him is his down-to-earth attitude towards life. So we know, I actually look into the biography of him. He was not the best scholar in the national examination, and he was not the best military officer, although he was a very prominent general. Whenever he took the mantle personally and led a campaign, he experienced debacles, and he barely lost his life each time when he tried to lead an army. But his attention to the basics of life, I mean, he realized that he wasn't most, probably wasn't the most talented people on earth. And he has settled and has coming to terms with that reality. And he doesn't have very fantastical, ambitions about himself. At one point when he was in control, pretty much in control of Chinese politics, there were people, suggesting that he should try and overthrow the Qing dynasty, but he refused to do that because that was fundamentally opposed to his talent, and he didn't have enough capability to actually do that.
Yeah, you know, I think self-realization is an art, and some people, though they go through life trying to find the practical means of success, aren't meant for it. But maybe guys like this and so many others we can list find through looking at their self in the things they try to do, they find the human condition and can express it to us so that maybe we can skip all the stuff they had to go through to find themselves, ourselves, our condition as human beings. So I love it. I love it. Very motivational.
Yes, and thank you so much for that translation, too.
Yeah, well done.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'll be writing it down. Yes, and I guess it's my turn.
Your turn.
Yes, to share something motivational with you today. Mm-hmm. Today, I've got a rather long quote for you,
Ooh.
Originally written by Kurt Vonnegut, and he was an American writer. So here it goes. Go into the arts. I'm not kidding. The arts are not a way to make a living. They are a very human way of making life more bearable. Practicing an art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow, for heaven's sake. Sing in the shower. Dance to the radio. Tell stories. Write a poem to a friend. Even a lousy poem. Do it as well as you possibly can. You will get an enormous reward. You will have created something. And to me, mm-hmm. This is not just art. It's also about reading a book. Because I think it's important for us to create a little world for yourself that is beyond the making a living, getting to work,
right.
the daily commute, and all of those very worldly things. I think 'cause once you can find an escape in your mind, you find strength and creativity and maybe even peace.
Yeah.
So I feel that is how we get on in life in many ways.
Right. You know, we have the mind and the body, and they exist and need nurturing in so many different ways. My body needs sleep. It needs to be here working to feed myself, and it requires the mind to aid it in this process. But the mind needs so much more to exist. I can follow, like, someone's creation. J.R.R. Tolkien created a whole world, The Lord of the Rings, where people can go to in their minds, leave their bodies behind. Any semblance of who they are is gone when they're reading these words wrote down by this author, and suddenly nourishment is there. But I think what this guy is saying is, if you enjoy what other people wrote, you can be someone who writes something and give other people joy. And we can share and nourish each other through our minds, because our minds aren't just bound by in the physical realm. I think we can imagine and go to places and need to, in many circumstances, to be happy.
Yes, and what's quite funny or a little bit ironic is that this author actually started this whole paragraph with, "If you want to really hurt your parents."
Well, that just sounds pretty
priceless
art. Right there.
Yes, it's not the most practical of things, but I think once the basic necessities, survival is no longer an issue, as human beings, we strive for more. And that's when maybe round table kicks in for some of you.
Yeah, hopefully we've fed the mind and the soul for you guys, and if we can do that, that's great.